Birds have a unique way of breathing, much different than the way that mammals breathe. Olivia Sanderfoot is a National Science Foundation graduate research fellow at the University of Washington in Seattle, who's working on how air pollution affects birds. She explains their breathing system allows them to take in more oxygen per unit of air than humans do, something that helps in part for them to breathe at higher altitudes.
They actually breathe unidirectionally. They breathe in a continuous loop, and they utilize a system of air sacs to do this. You can kind of think of them as acting like bellows.
Sanderfoot says there are very few scientific papers published that examine how birds react to air pollution, including smoke. Much of the current knowledge comes from field studies, case studies in veterinary medicine, and poultry studies.
For example, we know that smoke causes thermal and chemical damage to avian lung tissue and increases avian risk of infection and increases the bird's susceptibility to infection. We also know that smoke might compromise the ability of birds to escape during wildfire. They could become trapped due to the presence of thick smoke.
She says her research is looking more specifically at how various levels of pollution, like smoke, will impact birds. She's seeking grant funding for one study to look at how birds move when reacting to a wildfire, and says that there have been no studies on how wildfires affect wild birds. Sanderfoot says she's also actively looking for any anecdotal information that birders may have on unusual sightings of birds or their activities in areas near wildfires. You can contact her at the University of Washington at oliviavs@uw.edu. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.